This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Notion that we have people in our Justice Department resigning because Donald Trump's inappropriate influence and the Attorney General overturning sentencing of Donald Trump's cronies. You know, right in front of our eyes, we are watching a descent into authoritarianism.
I don't want to say that yet, but I tell you what, people were hurt viciously and badly by these corrupt people.
All right, so that's the president reacting to what's going on with Roger Stone and Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts running for president, who had a much different take on Trump and his role in what was going on with Stone and the prosecutors. We never leave any stone unturned. I couldn't resist. There's so much coming out of Washington. It just leaks. Somebody said that once. Liars and leakers? I think it was the guy who's at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Anyway, pure brilliance. That is a good hashtag. Kate Delaney, hope everything's well in your little corner of the world. But I'll tell you what, a judge is now denying Roger Stone's request for a new trial. Let me give you the scoop on that, because it is fascinating. It's like a wicked political soap opera. That's what it is. This federal judge said, nuh-uh, that's not happening. Amy Berman Jackson made her ruling on Hump Day, her first public response following all the withdrawals of the prosecutors on the case the day before. The denial was decided last week before the eruption over the Justice Department's revised sentencing recommendation in the last few days. Because remember, first we were hearing 7 to 9, and then it's less than that, and this has been kind of the shot heard around every federal courthouse, if you will. So in the revised sentencing recommendation filed Tuesday afternoon, federal prosecutors still asked for Stone to be sentenced to prison, but said it should be far less than the office had asked for a day earlier. So there was all this massive, rapid kind of fire developments that boom, 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 happened all right in a row. If you don't know, Roger Stone is a confidant, a friend, a pal of Donald Trump's, and he was found guilty in November of 5 counts of lying to Congress, one of witness tampering, one of obstructing a congressional committee process. Among other things, he had, they say, misled in the charges Congress about his communications with Trump campaign officials in 2016. And according to the prosecutors, he lied during testimony and failed to turn over docs they needed in 2017, showing that he, this is the real big one, that he had sought to reach WikiLeaks the previous year. So this has really, really erupted into something fascinating, actually, to watch the federal judge knocking the Department of Justice, Attorney General Barr confirming what was going on. Oh, my. And again, this is just going to continue, I think, until this is ultimately resolved. You even have a senator calling for the AG to resign or be impeached. Don't tell me we're going to go to this impeachment thing. Democrats say Barr is going to testify before Congress in March, and Democratic senators also say Trump had a get-out-of-jail-free card from Senate Republicans when they go back to what happened in the previous weeks, and now we fast forward it to this. And you can only imagine how tense it is over Roger Stone. And I said this before. I mean, listen, he's the president, and the president does have that power to pardon. And is very busy on Twitter, because this is how the president communicates. So during the day, I was really watching his feed a lot, and even I watch it every day, but even the previous days, in talking about what's happening. So one of the things that he said the other day was, who are the four prosecutors? Who cut and ran after being exposed for recommending a ridiculous 9-year prison sentence to a man that got caught up in an investigation that was illegal? The Mueller scam, and shouldn't ever even have started. 13 angry Democrats. He also tweeted out in his Twitter handle, in case you're curious, @RealDonaldTrump. Congratulations to Attorney General Bill Barr for taking charge of a case that was totally out of control and perhaps should not have even been brought. Evidence clearly shows that the Mueller scam was improperly brought and tainted. Even Bob Mueller lied to Congress. And then this was, I think, one of the very first ones I caught on @RealDonaldTrump. This is a horrible and very unfair situation. The real crimes were on the other side, as nothing happens to them. Cannot allow this miscarriage of justice. Officially, Roger Stone is kind of a flamboyant character. I've talked to him in the past. It's been a while, but I've talked to Stone, and he's a political consultant. He's a lobbyist. He's an author, that whole thing. And in November of 2019, subsequent to the Mueller report and special counsel investigation, that's when he was convicted, as we're talking about, on those counts. So it's interesting, the reaction to all of this, and, you know, what is the fact check on this, and what is the reaction to the overruling in the Roger Stone situation? He's not out of hot water yet. I mean, the judge denying the request for a new trial is certainly one thing. The president is not ruling out pardoning Roger Stone. He has that Trump card, pardon the pun. And so he's not saying whether what he's going to do, whether he would use it or not, but it's there. I can't imagine. I mean, I think 9 is ridiculous, too, because some of the stuff was hinky. So 9 didn't fit what initially it looked like was the evidence in this whole thing. Tucker Carlson says, I was listening to him today, and he says it's a political hit. And I agree that 9 is too much. Yeah, what would he be, 76? But it's not about the age thing as much to me, because if you're guilty, you're guilty. In this case, just for what I've compared it to others, it's a little bit high, right? It's a little bit high. So here's the deal. You've got former CIA Director John Brennan and former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, who they both were in a similar situation and have one thing on tape and had said another. And, of course, they weren't indicted on anything. And this is one of the areas where Carlson uses the comparison too, saying, well, if it's tit for tatter, we've heard this word before, quid pro quo, then how does that all measure up? But again, depends on maybe some evidence that we haven't even seen. So no new trial, we know that. We know that that's what the case is. And you even had a juror saying that she wants to stand up for the four prosecutors who withdrew from the case in response to their sentencing recommendations being changed by the Department of Justice. So how about that? She was silent, and she said it's too political. Wow. Coronavirus next.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Just another day, more passengers. It gets a bit tiring for sure. Kind of feel like a punching bag. You just don't know what's going to be next.
One of the passengers aboard the floating Corona cruise ship, and you know there's two of those, and there are more that cannot find places to dock. What a blurred picture it is, this coronavirus. And I've talked to a couple of docs recently about it. In fact, I spent a significant amount of time today doing a little deeper dive on the coronavirus, and the numbers are screwy, to say the least. Yeah, the math is a little bit fuzzy. Let me give you the numbers that I have, the ones that I got from some pretty trusted, I'm going to call them trusted sources, that are, of course, getting some of the information from China, obviously, but the reliability of it is, of course, what is released. So China did revise some of their numbers. Ready for this? The deaths rose by 252. So total deaths so far, 1,367. All but two of the deaths, though, have been recorded in China. The number of confirmed cases up. Over 60,000. That's an increase. This is where the numbers were weird. This is an increase of over 15,000 from the previous day. And now what China is trying to say, personally, I think, to cover it, is to say that it's due to new counting standards that they've implemented. Before, they say they previously only counted a coronavirus case as confirmed when a person tested positively for the virus, but now they've revised that. They've revised that number in the way they're counting it, so they're not requiring a positive test. A decision is made partly because testing kits are in short supply, because they've had a run on them, obviously. So now they got to look at the doctor, looks, boom, you got it. Boom, you got the symptoms. Boom. And that counts as it. And usually it seems as though they are right in all these cases so far. The isolation on the boats is horrible, and you heard, you could hear the American just exhausted. And of course they are, because they're in their rooms, and they have to be. They're in their rooms, and they get a little bit of air and sunshine when they're basically allowed out for maybe an hour or so. Yikes. Can you imagine what that would be like? Well, first of all, the thing that would be crazy, it's spotty internet, that's one thing, so now you're freaked because you're trying to get a hold of everyone and tell them what's going on, although they can certainly see it and watch it. But it's like a plague ship. That's what it seems like to me, although they're all saying, we're not a plague ship, but that's what it feels like. When I went to Ireland, they had those plague ships, and it was so freaky, I got to tell you, to walk on one of those old wooden plague ships and then to go underneath the bows and hear the stories of what happened. And we know that we denied ships, the United States being we, when there were problems with some of them coming into New York Harbor to go on to Ellis Island, because what happens with the plague and how many people were killed by the plague. So anyway, the passengers they want to get off, you know, they want to get off, but they're on the Corona cruise. I mean, and it's a virus. It's not a pleasure beer cruise, sadly. Workers on this Diamond Princess say, especially the crew, they're worried about, they're at even greater risk because of their exposure. And they're not letting this ship dock anywhere with the infections that are up and the infections that are on the ship. The cruise ship has the largest outbreak of the virus outside of China. Every day they get more and more. Right now, 175 people that they know of have been infected. So those confirmed to have the virus get sent to local hospitals, but the remaining passengers and crew are in quarantine, and they've been in quarantine since February 4th. You had 3,700 passengers and crew stuck on this cruise ship in Yokohama. And it is a floating quarantine plague-like ship. It is, because of how many have been tested positive. So what do you do? I mean, if I'm in charge of the harbor and it's the U.S. and I've got this ship situation, you got to be safe. Because they're walking disasters. They're petri dishes, for goodness sake, exploding them on a big city. Imagine also for their safety what could happen. But definitely anybody that would come in contact with somebody that could possibly have the coronavirus. The high fevers, the crew, they're worried because they're seeing where they're moving people off and on, the people that are confirmed, and then they've got bunk mates who get these headaches and cough and fevers, and that's all signs of the whole thing. They work in such close proximity, and there's like 1,000 crew members, so how many of them ultimately end up infected with the coronavirus? Now, Japan's health minister said a quarantined officer who came aboard the ship to help with the isolation tested positive. So, again, do you think that they're going to open the port to the ship? The answer is no, especially when they send someone aboard and they got it. And are they handling it properly? I mean, they're taking the infected patients off the ship. But what are the protective measures to take them off the ship safely? That's what the crew would have to be concerned about. And what are they saying as far as the cruise line is concerned? The cruise line is saying that the quarantine protocols on board the Diamond Princess are completely under control of the Japanese Minister of Health. Boy, it would be just poor timing, wouldn't it, to be on that ship? And some of those Americans have sent back videos, and they've taken pictures and sent them back and whatnot to show what it's like. And what it's like is you've got people with masks, you have people that are sick and concerned and then getting off if they test positive. It's disastrous, needless to say. Has not been declared, however, a pandemic at this point, just something you don't want to be near. something you don't want to be near because of the way it spreads. And the signs may be a little bit tough to diagnose. Because think about the coughing and some of the symptoms, the headache. Have you ever had the flu? Doesn't that sound a little bit like the flu? Exhausted, all the signs of what that could be. But boy, the amount of the corona infections, the coronavirus infections in one day. And by the way, a second case of the illness has been confirmed in that group of evacuees at the California base in San Diego, which is where I'm headed next week. So they found another one in quarantine. But the good thing is they're monitoring it, and they've got all the people quarantined because they have to watch. I mean, this is the eighth case in California and the 14th confirmed case in the United States. And because of the way it spreads, that is why you really, really have to be on top of this. And I think because of the spread and the concern and possibly the panic, this is why China didn't want to release very much information, because they want to make sure that they seem as though they're in control of it. And are they in control of it? They have people in lockdown. How do you stop a virus from spreading? You get a vaccine. They're not going to get a vaccine quickly. It would be miraculous if they had it in the next 6 months. And maybe. And then there is the conversation about warmer weather will kill some of that off. But warmer weather is still most likely months away. It is not going to just wrap itself up and die and be gone. So this is going to take a little bit of time for this thing to be nailed down. I think the horrific thing is there's no antivirus. There's nothing at this point you can do except for ride it out and hopefully not have as rough of a case. Because if somebody gets it, that's what they're doing. They're riding out the virus. There's not something they can take that can knock it out of them. Mm-mm-mm. This is why we're focusing on it in this segment. And because so many of you were concerned and the mailbag was just full of concerns about the coronavirus, I got one from Hal who said, "Oh, Kate Delaney, for God's sake, I don't even want to go to Disneyland in California. We're going there next week. Godspeed to you and everybody else who's headed to San Diego." You're not kidding. Speaking of the mailbag, meet you there on the flip side.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Six Democrats are on the stage in Las Vegas for yet another Democratic debate. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders said billionaires shouldn't exist. Moderator Chuck Todd asked Mike Bloomberg.
Mayor Bloomberg, should you exist?
I can't speak for all billionaires. All I know is I've been very lucky, made a lot of money, and I'm giving it all away to make this country better. And a good chunk of it goes to the Democratic Party as well.
At the same time, President Trump was speaking at a rally rally in Phoenix, Arizona, where he railed once again against the impeachment trial.
It was the radical left's pathetic attempts to nullify your ballots, poison our democracy, and overthrow our entire system of government. But guess what? They failed, and our poll numbers are higher today than they've ever been before.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Matt? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
They are processing the mail, I can tell. Left, right. Thanks so much for all of you, once again, filling the mailbag as you do each and every day. A reminder, seriously, write this down, 24/7. You can go ask any question, tell me any piece of information you want, whatever. You could make something sizzle on this show. That would be much appreciated. So go to Kate Delaney Radio, katedelaneyradio.com. All right, I have a favor to ask of all the listeners. It seems that every bloody time I go to sign up to have mail hold or something with the post office, which I'm not knocking the post office because... in a sense, because everybody does this when you create these accounts, you have to answer these ridiculous security questions. And it's like, when was your first kiss? What state, what time were you born, and were you premature? I don't know. What is your favorite record, and when it's played backwards, what does it sound like? So I'm going to, if I ever need the help with this, I'll just do an all call. And one of the security questions, what is your favorite holiday? So I went simple instead of all those crazy questions. What's your favorite holiday? My favorite holiday, although it's not as much fun as when I was younger, but is Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. It's the best. I like Thanksgiving. It just kind of ushers in the cooler weather, families around, you know, the whole thing. Eating, football games, hanging out, taking a break, taking a little mental stop from the tsunami of Washington, D.C. and the rats. So, the only rats are by the trash can when I'm taking out the trash. No, more like armadillos. because I've seen now a couple. Anyway, please help me. If I yell that out, if I say, what is my favorite holiday, somebody please call. I will send you a copy of my book if I cannot remember that, because I'm certainly no dummy, and I know how to write things down and passwords, but I have so many passwords, probably like all of you, and security questions that I forget, and I could forget what it is. And then, you know, they lock you out of it after however many tries. So on that note, let's go to Jason, and he says, Kate, I've been listening to you in the desert, hint, one of your favorite places. You always give a shout out now for probably 6 weeks or so. So my question is, Joe Biden, you were talking about him really tanking the other day, and it's still just the beginning of this process for the Democrats. Do you now think he is not going to be the nominee? I do now think he is not going to be the nominee. And the part of the reason why is because of the former New York mayor, Michael Bloomberg. And why is that? He has massive African-American voter support. He spent $300 million so far, and he can spend whatever he wants to spend. That's why Biden always talks about billionaires running, and there is something to that, but it doesn't. This is how it is, right? Will the voters go for Bloomberg, who they're maybe not as familiar with, over Joe Biden? They're saying, don't count us out. This thing isn't over. It's, you know, national polling numbers are falling, though. And his support among the African Americans, the vote that he needs, is in question. So they're scrambling trying to fix that problem. And I don't know what are they. Anita Dunn, who was the campaign veteran for Barack Obama, is now in charge. She's been elevated to the highest level in his campaign crew, and that's good because she did such a great job as far as getting the numbers out for Obama, as we all saw. And I don't think he's the guy. And I think the stumble also will come with Hunter Biden, because these vicious debates that we have in this country, even questions he's already had to answer, are about his son Hunter, his surviving son. And he's got all kinds of baggage with him, including the whole Ukraine thing. You know, people saying, well, he has no experience with gas, and remember the voter that accused Biden of sending his son over there to get a job and work for the gas company, and he didn't have that experience? And, you know, Biden replied to him, you're a damn liar, man, that's not true. And he challenged him to a push-up contest when then he said he was too old to run for president. And, of course, that was flagged everywhere and pumped out everywhere. So there will be a lot of chaos because of his son. There just will be. That's an Achilles heel. It's chaotic. And New Hampshire was chaotic, and he bolted. Iowa was a nightmare because I didn't get Iowa. Yes, it's a handful of delegates, but still, he didn't do well. He appeared very, very weak, where it looked like he didn't have any rivals. So, yes, if you ask me to look at my crystal ball, which, by the way, is not 100% accurate, I'm saying he's not the guy. He's not. Then the question becomes, who is? And that's pretty interesting. Pete Buttigieg is really making some noise, but enough that how's he winning over the vote? I don't know. The young voting bloc is high numbers if they all go out and vote, but traditionally they don't. You know, the first-time voters, like my nephew, will be eligible to vote at 18. And I guarantee he will, because that's the fam we grew up in. You better exercise that right to vote. All right, so let's move on to another one. This is from Thomas, and Thomas says, Kate, finally we're not talking about impeachment any longer, or are we? I think we're off of that subject, but it seems as though every day there is some crisis, some cockamamie nonsense coming out of Washington, D.C. Is there ever a down day or an attaboy or wow, we have some good news for you, and we actually all agree on something. Rarely that you get the bipartisan cooperation. That's the problem. The polarization of the two parties and, you know, that's it. I mean, that's what you got. And the numbers are cockamamie because of that. And, of course, that's the reason for the two parties, right? And then throw in independents, or for a while it looked like there was going to be the Tea Party. I still think there could end up being another alternative, maybe not at this juncture, but sometime in the future. The idea is you don't have one, you know, one thought, one group of people that are controlling the narrative, but it's just like a pendulum that swings wickedly back and forth. And, of course, it's always a big deal when there is agreement between the two parties, but very few things have been agreed upon. I mean, that's just the honest answer, right? I like this one. This I got from somebody in Cali, because we got a lot of people listening to us in California. This one is from Matt, who says, I know you pay attention to such things, Ms. Delaney, and I've heard you talk about going out to California. You know the famous singing cowboy, I want to say his name is Autry, I just happened to see this and I was curious about this, that he his estate is for sale, and he's got this apparently huge lot in Palm Springs, and it's like 13,000 square feet or more. Do you think that that'll be snapped up pretty quickly? Real estate expert I am not, but I do really know this area. In fact, we're taking the show to Palm Springs in March, so I will go and check out the property for fun. It's nice, actually. It is gigantic, and it's in Old Las Palmas. And we've got a terrific affiliate in Palm Springs. And I'll tell you what, they understand, you know, they understand what property is like there with you know, with celebrities and whatnot, because so many go there, and still even now, young, they have the film festival and all of that, and especially back in the day, you had a lot of celebrities that were there. So Gene Autry getting a house there, that wasn't odd at all, because that's what you did. You went to Palm Springs, and that's where you took, that's where you took your breaks and hung out with the crews from sets and, you know, everything else in between. But anyway, it's really interesting. I've been there. I've been by there a couple of times. It's funny. It's just funny timing that you brought that up. And it is definitely, it's going to be a hot place, I'm sure, for somebody to snap up. And how much will it cost? It's going to be over $8 million, I'm certain of it. And if you have a spare $8 million and you feel like living in Gene Autry's old house, and you want your own pool and verandas and everything else in between on that estate that you would get, but oof, what would it be like to care for all that property? I guess you don't care about that when you have that kind of money, because it's got like five fireplaces, it's got all this carved ceilings and courtyards, and the pool and spa is amazing. Wow, I went down a rabbit hole on that one. All right, remember, you can always send me your thoughts, political or otherwise. Just send me a recipe if you want. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Going to the man cave next.
Why are you bothering this to me?
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's time to invade the bad
So I was just thinking about it, and plus I got a text from a listener who found me and says that he listens to me in Palm Springs on KGX, and that's the station I was referring to, and it's KGX Real Talk. And they do a good job there, and of course they take 3 hours of the show, so it's interesting, and I am very familiar with spending a lot of time in Palm Springs at frustrating golf courses that are amazing, and hanging out with some very cool people there. It's actually really affordable, by the way, if you ever want to take a vacation out there. All right, so I digress. Perhaps the Man Cave could be there in Palm Springs, or the Woe Man Cave, as I like to call it. You know, there's been a lot of consternation, do you like that word, over stealing signs in the great game of baseball. So, sign stealers, beware. And it's interesting because, you know, the Astros certainly got more than their hands slapped because of it, and as they should have. But now that you've got spring training coming up and off-season questions and some trades and deals that are going down, You know, like, for example, the Dodgers and Baez went to arbitration, and Baez was the first to win in arbitration this year. It's always a weird, crazy thing when they do that. It's been a very strange off-season, needless to say. So he became the first one to win. He gets $4 million rather than their offer of $3.5 million. He's going to be 32, 7-2. His ERA was just over 3. And 71 relief appearances. So good for them that they went to arbitration and they actually won, because sometimes it's rare. Eight players are still scheduled for hearings, by the way. So back to the sign-stealing thing. Joe Girardi, who is now the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, had a few thoughts as he was asked about signs and stealing and information. Here's what he said.
If a pitcher's tipping, I mean, we're going to use that, and we're going to protect, make sure our guys aren't tipping. But it's specifically having a meeting about what's off limits. No, I don't think that's necessary, because this is not a club that was doing anything. Already started addressing how we protect our stuff and our signs, and talk to catchers and pitchers, and plans that we have in spring training to start incorporating some of this stuff, so it's not foreign when we get to the first day of the season.
Yeah, you know, the tipping the pitches, of course they're going to use that information. I mean, that's as old as the hills. Certainly look for what you can look for, but that's legal. If they tip their pitch, meaning you can see in their glove of what they're going to throw, that's, and you figure it out, they're giving signs of that. Well, yeah, you're going to read that. But it's a whole different thing when you're banging on trash cans, I think, and having somebody at the plate is rearranging themselves, at least in their head, to try to get a better hack at whatever ball they know is coming up. For example, a fastball, a curveball, you know, whatever it might be. That's going to be one of the big conversation pieces, I think. Still, once the season starts again, there's going to be more conversation about what should happen and what about other teams and all of that. Scapegoating maybe a little bit too, I think. So XFL, football is not out of here. For everybody who is moaning about losing football, the XFL is a game in some towns and is drawing pretty good, I understand, in some of the neighborhoods that they're in. When I say neighborhoods, because it's not across the board, you got eight teams. It's not across the board like the NFL is. There's no 32 teams, and it's a much shorter season, but it gives players like the former Syracuse quarterback Eric Dungy to go and show what he can do and, you know, play for the XFL, although he's taken a break because of some family concerns. And there are others of note that are thinking of getting even more involved in the XFL. We'll see what happens. You know, the XFL play clock is shorter. There are a couple of things that are different in this game, certainly, and what the players make is a very big difference. The players' salary, the average, is $55,000, but $55,000 to play a game you love if you're doing something else in a very short and abbreviated season, I don't know, might be worth it for some, and I think it is. And, of course, the amount that the season tickets are really much cheaper, of course, than the NFL. Heavy discounts, let's put it that way. Like in Seattle, they have the XFL Seattle Dragons, and they've got packages and all kinds of things that they are, you know, that they're involved in to try to drum up business. You have the Houston Roughnecks. They've got a team in St. Louis. I want to say it's the Battle Hawks. You have the Dallas Renegades. So in some big cities, they launched in some big cities. And, you know, this is controlled by the World Wrestling Federation. And it was when the XFL first kicked in. The league is owned by Vince McMahon. And he is a guy that works magic. And I don't know, if we're sitting here eating some chips, I'd have the low-calorie kind. I'd probably have some celery. But we're talking about that this could grow because of the thirst for more football. But this XFL is very different from the first time around, I think. That's what I hear anyway. I'll be curious. I am going to go check out a game. But just 8 teams in this league. How about that? But there is football, like I said. And then there will be the draft, so we're not done with football. Football to me now is 24/7 anyway. There's always something going on. Even after the Super Bowl wraps up, there's always some kind of conversation. And the big off-season convo is Tom Brady. And what would it be like for the Patriots if they don't have Tom Brady? And I said on this show, too, that there are teams that want Tom Brady, and one of them is absolutely Las Vegas, the Las Vegas Raiders. To launch with Tom Brady and his fistful of rings would be huge. I don't think they're going to have trouble selling tickets, but he would be such a drawing card. No question about that. All right, we do have NBA action. And a lot of the story still is over Kobe and his daughter Gigi, and they were buried last week, because a lot of people have asked that question, in California, and in a private ceremony. But they're going to have a public memorial, I guess we'll call it, February 24th at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. And that, of course, coincides with the jersey that he wore, and then the number 2 that Gigi wore. So this public memorial, they expect several thousand people, more. They think they'll just fill the whole place up because of how many people came out to figure out what they could do to mourn the loss of Kobe Bryant. And remember, that helicopter crash happened back on January 26th near Calabasas, California, and there were so many other people on board that helicopter as well, not just the two of them. And there's been conversations about that. You had the Orange Coast College baseball coach John Altobelli, his wife Carrie, and their daughter Alyssa, who was Gigi's teammate, and also Christina Mauser, who helped coach the girls' basketball team. There was Sarah Chester and her daughter Peyton, and another one of Gigi's teammates. So that was just so, so tragic. All right, I hear the music queuing up in the background. The orchestra's getting ready. That means that I got to skedaddle off the stage. Remember, katedelaneyradio.com. You can send me your thoughts anytime, day or night. Hey, make it count, everybody. Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.